in darkness, are starving for life's giving bread. They perish now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the mission trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. We are happy to be bringing to all the listeners of radio station XEG a gospel message, which I hope will be an inspiration to each one. First, here is a poem entitled, Speak Gently. Speak gently, it is better far to rule by love than fear. Speak gently, let no harsh word mar the good we may do here. Speak gently to the little child, its love is sure to gain. Teach it in accents soft and mild, it may not long remain. Speak gently to the young, for they will have enough to bear. Pass through this life as best they may, 'tis full of anxious care. Speak gently to the aged one, grieve not the careworn heart, whose sands of life are nearly run, let such in peace depart. Speak gently to the erring. No, they must have toiled in vain. Perchance unkindness made them so. Oh, win them back again. Speak gently, 'tis a little thing, dropped in the heart's deep well. The good, the joy that it may bring, eternity shall tell. Selected. For our scripture text today, listen to this verse found in Proverbs 15:4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach of spirit. Wholesome is described in Webster's dictionary as healthy, sound in body, mind, and morals. Here then is the secret, which I believe, if we understood more thoroughly, would help us over many rough places in life. I'm speaking now about a wholesome tongue. In other words, a wholesome tongue is one which speaks good, sound, and helpful things. Now, I don't mean that it should speak good things part of the time and evil things the remainder of the time. Listen to this reading from James, the 3rd chapter, and beginning with verse 10. Here we see described some people who were evidently using their tongue for both purposes. I quote this to you. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Friends, let me assure you that much can be gained with a wholesome tongue. The most beautiful things of life are to be attained through wholesome living. And of course, for one to speak with a wholesome tongue, they must also have wholesome thoughts. In other words, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Here's a verse which shows the contrast between the righteous and evil in their manner of speaking and living. Proverbs 10:20 says, "The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth." Now, this sounds like something which would be very valuable. The tongue of the just is compared to choice silver. How many times have those who desire to live righteously been sidetracked because of some word which came from their lips and brought sorrow and pain of heart to sometimes even those who are their closest friends? Then listen to this verse from Proverbs 25:15. It says, "By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone." Here we see that one who has patience to await and yet live righteously will ultimately gain his goal in life. In fact, it says a soft tongue breaketh the bone. We often think of a bone as being a hard, brittle substance which is not easily broken. But I want to tell you that soft words will often break down hard and stubborn wills and cause them to melt in humility, whereas cruel words will do just the opposite. Let me better illustrate it this way. A number of years ago, while driving an automobile along the street, I attempted to pass another car. But just before I had gotten around the car which I was passing, I saw a parking spot and attempted to pull into this spot. In doing so, I turned the car a little too sharp, and a grinding noise was heard as I finally went around the car. Well, you can readily see, friends, that it was my mistake. I had turned the car too quickly, and the fault rested upon me. Therefore, I had no right to use anything but soft words. But here's what happened. The lady who was driving the other car pulled up within hearing distance and cut loose with a barrage of words which seemed to flow very freely in her moment of excitement. She wanted to know, "Where did you learn to drive a car?" She further instructed me to immediately go to a certain garage, and she informed me that I was going to pay for every bit of the damage done to her car. I went to the front of her car and carefully examined it to see if any damage had been done, and fortunately no such damage was done. Then she asked, "Do you see any damage?" When I answered no, in a very modest manner, her spirit began to wilt, and she seemed to be altogether a different person. Her harsh words were soon dropped, and she was able to proceed in a normal manner. Now, friends, it would be very interesting to know what might have happened if I had answered her in the same manner she had asked me, "Where did you learn how to drive?" Well, frankly, our parting might have been rather unpleasant. And so we find that in order for people to be successful in maintaining peace and happiness, they should follow the advice I once heard an aged saint give. It was this: every couple should have two bears in their home. The first one is bear, and the second one is forbear. Sometimes you will find it necessary to bear with others, and again, others will find it necessary to forbear with you. So these two friendly bears are very nice pets to have in every home. Listen now to the poem entitled, "Bear and Forbear" by Russell H. Douglas. It takes time to get acquainted with bear and forbear. At times I've almost fainted when I tried to keep them there. Paul knew what he was saying when he told us to forbear. When on our knees we're praying, we also learn to bear. What do we gain by bearing and also to forbear? Yes, we show that we are caring as we look to God in prayer. The little things around us are the ones to watch with care. Then, when we meet the big ones, they're much easier to bear. Now, bear will bear acquaintance, and forbearance knows no end. when committed all to Jesus, then the witness he will send. I would like to pray with you before we leave. Let us unite our hearts in prayer. Our Father, there may be some home tonight on the verge of being broken asunder, which will bring heartache and sorrow and trouble. Should there be someone listening to the broadcast whose home is in this condition, we pray that you would help them to grasp the depth of the meaning of a wholesome tongue. May they be willing to ask forgiveness for the harsh words which have been spoken in the past, and may this forgiveness be granted both from thee and from others who are involved in circumstances which are so unpleasant. And to thee we'll give the praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. Friends, we hope that you have enjoyed our little message. We want you to know that this message is published each week in a printed form by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. And my name is Willie Murphy. If we may be of any help to you in a spiritual way, or if you have a problem or a need or a sickness for which you would like for us to pray, address us a letter, tell us about it, and we shall be glad to unite with you in prayer that God may hear and answer and be your help in the time of need. Listen now to the song entitled It's All Right Now, as sung by Bob Forbes, Doral Forbes, Randall Flynn, and Melvin Doolittle.
There was a time I traveled a lonely, sinful road, beneath a heavy burden bending low. But now all things are different, for Jesus took my load.
It's all right now.
It's all right now, I'm His, I know.
It's all right now.
It's all right now, for I am in my Savior's care.
It's all right now.
It's all right now, my Savior hears and answers prayer.
He'll walk with me.
He'll walk beside me till I reach those mansions fair.
And
everything is all right now. No more in sin I wander, no more in darkness roam. The Lord has placed my feet on higher ground.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by simply sending us your request. Now until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.
Walk with me.
He'll walk beside me till I reach those mansions fair.
And everything
is all right now.